From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A senior U.S. official said the Director of Central Intelligence, Mike Pompeo, met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un early this month in preparation for a possible U.S.-North Korea summit involving Mr. Kim and President Donald Trump. Mr. Trump Tuesday hosted Japan's prime minister at his Florida Mar-a-Lago resort. Mr. Trump acknowledged the much-talked-about historic meeting may not even take place.
We'll either have a very good meeting or we won't have a good meeting, and maybe we won't even have a meeting at all, depending on what's going in. But I think that there's a great chance to solve a world problem.
Mr. Trump said several venues are being discussed for such a meeting.
We have not picked a site yet, but we've picked five sites where it's potentially going to be. We'll let you know fairly soon. And let's see what happens.
Mr. Trump also said North and South Korea have his blessing to discuss an end to the Korean War, which was halted in 1953 by an armistice. They're scheduled to hold their own summit next week. Grant Newsham, senior research fellow at the Japan Forum for Strategic Studies, said Mr. Trump is being realistic about the prospect of a U.S.-North Korea meeting.
He has good advisors who've told him that North Korea is unpredictable, it's mercurial, and that something may happen, so it's best not to get one's hopes up about the summit.
Mr. Abe is in Florida seeking U.S. assurances about North Korea's nuclear program, the issue of Japanese abducted by North Korea, and trade. Human Rights Watch said Burundi's government, along with ruling party members, have beaten and killed perceived opponents of an upcoming referendum to allow President Pierre Nkurunziza to extend his rule. The brutal campaign, it said, was designed to intimidate people to vote in the May 17th referendum. This is VOA News.